I'm Siobhan Barnes, ex-commercial and corporate real estate professional turned leadership and life coach, supporting high-achieving professionals to step into purpose-led careers without having to sacrifice their soul, sanity, or steady paycheck. I've coached hundreds of professionals to figure out their unique path to create meaningful success that feels as good on the inside as it looks on the outside, using my signature aligned achievement method. In this podcast, I'll share how you can get clarity on your unique path, how to make an impact and step into more purpose in a way that's right and true for you. Let's dive in. Hello and welcome to the Aligned Achiever podcast. Today, we're diving into why I believe in playing the long game when it comes to moving forward in your career. Maybe it's Instagram, maybe it's the algorithm, but I have been loving the posts that I am seeing all about kind of normalizing the long game when it comes to our life and our careers. And I saw this quote the other day whereby 80% of Forbes 100 most powerful women list this year, as in 2023, were over 50 years old. And the quote goes, "A woman's career is a long game. Normalize the pauses and the shifts." When I saw that, I just thought, heck yes, I love that. And this is from Mothers Untitled, by the way. This account I've been loving recently, really following it, and it's great. It's an account that's all about those who choose to opt out of working to focus on being mothers full time. And I just loved seeing that quote because it is so true. And this is a theme that I'm seeing with the work-life design participants. If you've missed that, I'm running a free program in the month of January called Work-Life Design. That's all about creating a customized work-life design blueprint that prioritizes what's really important to you so that you can prevent any pending burnout and you don't have to get to that stage where you have to quit your career to find peace, balance, and fulfillment. So if you would like to join us, you are still very welcome to do that. And I'll pop a link to join us in the show notes, which you can check over at siobhanbarnes.com/95. That's the number 95. But yeah, what I'm noticing in the program is that obviously everyone is coming up with their own definitions of success. They're beginning to map out their own work-life design blueprints. And there can be a tendency to feel like we aren't doing enough quickly enough and that we should have got everything done, 3 seconds ago. And that narrative of quicker, faster, being better, I think is very dangerous because we're just setting the bar unrealistically high. And what we do is rather than challenge or question that bar and question why we need to go faster, why we need to go harder, we turn around and take that bar and we can beat ourselves up over why we're not doing enough, how we should be able to push through and to do more and to be able to be more than we actually can in that moment. And I'm really done with that. I know I have done that myself and I catch myself in moments where I find that I still can do that, but I don't want to do that anymore. I want to see examples of people who are doing things later in life and who do step away and who are having the courage and conviction to start again when they're older. That, to me, is inspiring. And the truth is, when you're listening to this, you get to do that and we get to do that together. Full transparency, for the longest time, I have wanted to kind of be further along than I'm at. But when I stop and reflect, and I've been doing the exercises along with the work-life design participants, I'm actually smiling from ear to ear because I'm like, you know what? I am prioritizing what's important. It doesn't look like it's faster because I've really prioritized what is important and I'm really proud of myself for doing that. So today's episode is a real short one, just to say, let's focus on the long game. This is the path that's going to support us all to actually take the action towards what it is that we're looking to achieve. When we think of all the steps we've got to do that are ahead of us, it can feel daunting. It can feel like there are a million steps that we need to take until we're going to quote unquote get there. And what that can do is it can actually stop us from starting today and starting where we're at. And so for me, as we're moving into 2024, I'm letting go of this notion of having to achieve more quickly And I'm going to adopt this notion of I'm going to do what's right in front of me, see what happens, pivot, and take action from there. And I have to say, coming into this year with that energy has been such a game changer. I noticed that my perfectionistic tendencies have gone. I've noticed that my need to get things right has slipped away. And the more I embrace the fact that I can trust myself and that things are going to work out and that I don't have to have the perfect plan, I can be more present and be more courageous and be more playful with what it is that I'm doing. And so let this week be a love note to you to say, hey, instead of focusing on the perfect plan and having all of your steps mapped out, if you were to play the long game in any goal that you have in your life, whether it is related to work or it is related to something in your personal life, what would you do today? How would that change things? What would be different? I've done a terrible thing of stacking questions as a coach, but you get my drift, right? Like, what would change for you? And my hope is that you experience the joy, the liberation of saying, you know what? I can just do something small and let that be the start and not worry about the perfect plan and take it from there. And so wishing you the most amazing week. If you want to dive deeper into your work-life design and get clear on what that might look like, particularly if you're playing the long game, then come on over and join us. I've been having so much fun creating the content, delivering the content, getting everybody's feedback and hearing where they're at. As I said to the course participants at the start, this work-life design program is really a co-creation where we get to do this together. We get to spend January together, taking the time to build a clear and compelling vision for a work life that allows us to achieve our career ambitions, whatever they might be, without burning ourselves out in the process. Because you and I both know that things aren't going to change magically if we just keep muscling through and we just keep thinking about things. You know, things aren't going to change if we follow those very masculine tactics of like waking up an hour earlier to get more done or trying to look after ourselves with faux self-care strategies that don't really nourish us, right? So if you want to intentionally design or redesign your life and career that you want first and then figure out the strategy second, then come on over and join us. I would absolutely love to have you be a part of it and to take part. And if that's not your jam and that's not calling you, that's perfectly okay as well. I'll leave you with that question that you can ponder for this week. If you were to take the long game in your life and your career, what would you start doing and do differently right now? Thank you so much for tuning in. And please remember, you are here for a reason beyond merely hustling, grinding, and merely surviving. You matter.